This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's talking on a phone.
B.
He's looking in a drawer.
C.
He's using a microscope.
D.
He's opening a window.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
They're swimming in a lake.
B.
They're fishing from a dock.
C.
They're walking along a path.
D.
They're cutting the grass.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
Some women are crossing the street.
B.
Some women are paying for some clothing.
C.
Some clothing is being folded.
D.
Some coats are being displayed.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The man is building a fence.
B.
The woman is resting her arm on a railing.
C.
The people are selecting some photographs.
D.
The people are sweeping a balcony.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
The woman is closing the curtains.
B.
The woman is watering some plants.
C.
The man is handing a cup to the woman.
D.
The man is setting dishes on the counter.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
Some tools have been left on a cart.
B.
Some bags are hanging from hooks on the wall.
C.
Some cleaning supplies are scattered on the floor.
D.
Some artwork is leaning against a filing cabinet.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Did you buy a monthly parking pass?
A.
I've prepared a new list.
B.
I'm not very hungry.
C.
Yes, at the beginning of January.
Number 8.
Where should we put the microwave oven?
A.
The food is very spicy.
B.
On the back counter.
C.
Very recently.
Number 9.
Why can't the Vice President attend the meeting?
A.
Because he's on vacation this week.
B.
Conference room 4.
C.
Thank you for the present.
Number 10.
Isn't this the line for the theater's box office?
A.
They're heavy, aren't they?
B.
Yes, you're in the right place.
C.
A seat near the stage.
Number 11.
When can I update your computer software?
A.
This afternoon would be best.
B.
Because the monitor broke.
C.
Just behind the printer.
Number 12.
Nadia's on a business trip in Germany, isn't she?
A.
We're usually busy on Tuesdays.
B.
No, she leaves tomorrow.
C.
I took a guided tour.
Number 13.
How long does the legal team need to review the contracts?
A.
Yes, the view's beautiful.
B.
$500.
C.
A few more days.
Number 14.
Why don't we hire another receptionist?
A.
Try restarting it.
B.
Let's suggest it to our manager.
C.
There's a reception at the gallery.
Number 15.
Have you finished the budget report or are you still working on it?
A.
I'm almost done.
B.
No, it's plastic.
C.
Yes, I've eaten there.
Number 16.
Are you training the new employees?
A.
A one-way ticket.
B.
Not this time.
C.
All right, thanks.
Number 17.
Can you call our Singapore office to confirm the client's address?
A.
A short flight.
B.
I'm late for a meeting.
C.
Right, the cafeteria upstairs.
Number 18.
Who still needs to submit their travel receipts?
A.
I have to submit mine.
B.
A rental property.
C.
The trip went well, thanks.
Number 19.
Why is our company website currently unavailable?
A.
No, none are in stock.
B.
I like that one too.
C.
It's working for me.
Number 20.
Where will the interns be seated?
A.
I'll ask Martha.
B.
A long internship.
C.
Maybe tomorrow.
Number 21.
What time does the train from Milan arrive?
A.
Yes, in the training manual.
B.
Two large suitcases.
C.
It should be here soon.
Number 22.
When can you complete the presentation?
A.
From another vendor.
B.
I have a lot of projects this week.
C.
They're offering a discount.
Number 23.
The elevator needs to be repaired.
A.
We passed the park.
B.
A 12-story building.
C.
The maintenance crew is on their way.
Number 24.
Let's take our clients to the theater.
A.
How about a restaurant instead?
B.
Downstairs on the left.
C.
I brought my own.
Number 25.
Have you tried our grilled vegetable platter?
A.
Because I already tried to.
B.
She's at the supermarket.
C.
No, is that a new menu item?
Number 26.
How was last night's dance performance?
A.
3 tickets, please.
B.
That was our goal.
C.
I had to work late.
Number 27.
Why don't we close the store early for the staff meeting?
A.
On the bottom shelf.
B.
That's what we were planning to do.
C.
The clothes are folded.
Number 28.
I need to find a new dentist.
A.
A morning appointment.
B.
No, she's a technician.
C.
Mine is excellent.
Number 29.
Will your rent increase next year or will it stay the same?
A.
The lease agreement.
B.
I'm getting a new apartment.
C.
I lent it to him a while ago.
Number 30.
Shouldn't we post the job opening online?
A.
The post office.
B.
Hang the painting on the north wall.
C.
We have enough applicants.
Number 31.
What does the timeline look like for the lobby renovations?
A.
The schedule was emailed yesterday.
B.
No, that's all right.
C.
The 6:30 train.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Megumi Sato. I'm waiting for a delivery of windows that I purchased from your company. They were supposed to be here at 9 o'clock. I'm at the house that's under construction on Tulane Road.
Yes, Ms. Sato. I'm sorry, but the truck that's delivering the windows got stuck in the mud at a different work site. It doesn't look like we'll make it out to your house today. We can be there first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's too bad. I won't be here tomorrow morning because I'm going to look at flooring samples for the kitchen. My contractor will be here to sign for the delivery. Is that okay?
Number 32. What did the woman purchase? Number 33. Why does the man apologize? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do tomorrow morning? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Unmi, the new employees will be here in just a few minutes. Is everything set up for their training?
Mostly. All of the manuals and training binders are ready to go, and I have the presentation slides on my computer. But there's one problem. I just tried to turn on the projector, but it isn't working.
Oh no, that's frustrating. Well, we don't have time to call tech support. I'll just go downstairs to the photocopier and make copies of the slides for everyone. I'll be right back.
Number 35. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 36. What problem does the woman mention? Number 37. What does the man say he will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson. We at Pelman Advertising are excited to work on the ad campaign for your new wind-resistant umbrella.
I'm looking forward to getting started. Our umbrella's made of high-quality materials, and we want the commercial to highlight the quality of the umbrella to our customers.
Well, you've come to the right place. Let me introduce you to our scriptwriter, Helen.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I have several ideas already, but before we get to that, I suggest we develop a timeline. It'll keep us on schedule throughout the whole process.
Number 38. Where do the women work? Number 39. What does the man say about a product? Number 40. What does Helen recommend doing? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. Welcome to Baldwin Fitness Club. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question. I'm not a member here, but I'm interested in taking some dance classes, like jazz or hip-hop. Can I take dance classes without joining the club?
Sure. Anyone can take our classes. But if you plan to go to them regularly, it's actually cheaper to get a membership instead of paying for each class.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. And I'm currently a university student. Do I qualify for a student discount?
Yes, of course. Our student discount membership is only $30 a month.
Number 41. What kind of class is the woman interested in? Number 42. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 43. What special offer does the woman qualify for? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I have a dental appointment with Dr. Tang at 10 o'clock.
Let's see. Samira Kapoor, welcome. As a new patient, you just need to fill out this form.
Actually, I filled that out last week. I'm here today for a follow-up appointment. Do I need to fill out another one?
Oh, I see it in your file now. Sorry about that. You can go ahead and wait in room 2. The dentist will be with you shortly.
Great. I'm glad I could schedule an early appointment. I have to meet an important client for lunch later this afternoon.
Number 44. Where does the man work? Number 45. What does the woman say about a form? Number 46. What will the woman do this afternoon? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, I'm Rebecca from Howard Property Management. I'm glad both of you could make it today. Let me show you around the office space available for lease here.
Wow, this office is really nice. What do you think, Brian?
Well, it is nice, but most of our time is spent in meetings. I think we'd need more meeting rooms than this space has.
You're right, but we could renovate and add a few rooms.
And this office has a great benefit. It comes with a large parking area right outside.
Most of our employees do drive to work, so that would be good.
Number 47. Who most likely is the woman? Number 48. What are the men concerned about? Number 49. What benefit does the woman mention? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Jimin, look at these sales figures. They're especially good for the new line of dresses we released last month.
That's great news. But we're beginning to have trouble keeping up with all the orders coming in for summer clothing.
I know. How about hiring a couple of extra workers for the last stage of our sewing assembly line? It's the finishing touches that take the most time and delay production.
Actually, I've received some emails recently from people asking about job openings. Let me go back through my messages and see whether there are any promising candidates.
Number 50. What type of business do the speakers work for? Number 51. What does the man suggest doing? Number 52. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. This is Human Resources. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Shinji Ito. I'm a delivery truck driver in the shipping department. I have some questions about our company's retirement program.
Actually, today at noon, we're having an informational session in the cafeteria. That'd be a good opportunity to learn about all our programs.
I'm supposed to start my shift at noon.
Oh, okay. Well, have you been to the benefits section of the company's website?
Many times, but the page on retirement plans is confusing, so I'd like to talk to someone about it.
Number 53. Why is the man calling? Number 54. What does the man imply when he says,
I'm supposed to start my shift at noon?
Number 55. What does the man say about a company's website? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Abigail. It's Jang Ho from Moe's Art Magazine. I'm calling to let you know that we liked the article you submitted about the new sculpture exhibit at the City Museum. We'd like to purchase it for next month's issue.
That's great. Thanks for letting me know.
If you submit your invoice today, you can be paid in the next payment cycle. Just email it to me as soon as you can.
Okay, great. I'll do that. By the way, I'm already working on another article about urban street art for the next issue. It's really interesting to see the street art in different cities.
I look forward to reading it.
Number 56. Who most likely is the woman? Number 57. What does the man encourage the woman to do? Number 58. What topic does the woman say she is interested in? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Alonzo, I'm finalizing the schedule for tomorrow's company picnic. The interdepartmental softball game is supposed to start at 9 a.m., but it's raining right now.
Oh, then the ground will probably be too wet to play softball in the morning.
Well, we could start the game later in the afternoon, except the president is supposed to make a speech right after the game.
Right, and I know he has a busy schedule, but let me call his assistant. And what about the catering order? We should probably still have them bring lunch at noon, right?
Yes, I'll contact the caterer to confirm the delivery time for the food.
Number 59. What event is being discussed? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says,
"Let me call his assistant"?
Number 61. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hello, Mr. Oshiro. I'm the organizer of the Home and Garden Show. You called about your plant exhibit?
Yes, I'd prefer a different booth assignment. I can't be near the door because I'm exhibiting tropical plants. They shouldn't be exposed to the cold.
Let me see. Yes, we can accommodate that request. You were originally assigned to booth 5. We have one available booth at the other end of the exhibit area. It's in the corner by the food court.
Okay, that would be fine.
Good. I'll make a note of that. And I'll be sending out the ID badges to exhibitors this week. You'll need identification to get in and out of the building.
Number 62. What business does the man most likely work in? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which booth will the man be assigned to? Number 64. What does the woman say she will send to the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and pie chart.
Come on in, Susan. I wanted to thank you for submitting your proposal. You're right, we really do need to expand the variety of children's shoes that we sell in the store. It'll help us attract more customers.
That's right. And children's athletic shoes in particular are in high demand. We recently received some samples from a brand that's only a year old, but they've already claimed 22% of the market share.
I'd like to take a look at those samples if you have them handy.
They're in my office. I'll be right back.
Number 65. What product are the speakers discussing? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which brand does the woman mention? Number 67. What will the woman go get from her office? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and interview schedule.
Hi, Xiaomei. Have you seen the final version of the interview schedule for the accountant position?
No, I haven't.
Well, we'll be interviewing four people, all with previous accounting experience, and two of those candidates will be interviewed by video conference.
In that case, is the equipment we'll need for that set up in room 102?
Yes, I even tested the webcam to make sure it's working. The person we're interviewing at 11 o'clock lives overseas in Hong Kong, so hopefully we'll have a good internet connection for that one.
Oh, I'm sure it will be fine.
Number 68. What position is the company interviewing for? Number 69. What does the woman ask about? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which candidate is overseas? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Tony. I've just seen the latest sales reports for our bottled teas. I'm happy to see that bottled tea sales are up 15%. It appears that the summer advertising campaign was a success. You deserve some credit for that because you recommended the company that created it. I'm thinking that we should hire the same company to work on the winter campaign too. In fact, I'd like to sign a long-term contract with them.
Number 71. What type of product is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 72. Why is the speaker pleased? Number 73. What would the speaker like to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following tour information.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining the Rockland City Art Tour. Before we get started, please take an umbrella by the door as we leave. It looks like it might rain soon. So, here's the plan for today's tour. We'll start at the Sculpture Garden, since it's only open for another hour. That'll be plenty of time to see the sculptures before the garden closes. After that, we'll look at the murals on Brookside Avenue, and then you'll have some time to find dinner in the Brookside neighborhood. Some of you have asked me about good restaurants in the area. I'll be eating at the Spruce Road Cafe.
Number 74. What does the speaker say are available by the door? Number 75. Why will the listeners visit a sculpture garden first? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
I'll be eating at the Spruce Road Cafe?
Question 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
Thinking about launching your own business website? Why hire a graphic designer when you can do it yourself? With Zonhop's Website Builder, you'll be surprised at how simple it is to build and manage your own website. We have hundreds of templates to choose from that have all been designed with first-time users in mind. Our templates include easy-to-follow instructions, so you can create exactly what you want with just a few simple clicks. Still unsure? Sign up for a free 2-month trial at www.zonhop.com.
Number 77. What is the advertisement about? Number 78. According to the speaker, why will the listeners be surprised? Number 79. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Ms. Adams. It's Robert. I'm calling about my visit to Klein Fabric Company's main factory next Tuesday. You asked me to give you an update on my plans. Well, I'm scheduled to meet with one of their executives to evaluate the fabrics they produce and make sure they're appropriate for our winter jacket line. Oh, and I'm bringing my laptop so we can connect with you by video to discuss the details. As for transportation, I know you said the company would buy me a train ticket so I wouldn't have to drive, but I don't think the traffic will be that bad.
Number 80. Where will the speaker go next Tuesday? Number 81. Why will the speaker bring his laptop? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when he says,
I don't think the traffic will be that bad?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you all for attending our annual Restaurant Expo. I'm excited to introduce our keynote speaker, Chef Soon-Ja Lee. Ms. Lee's the executive chef at the popular Buttermilk Restaurant in Springdale, and her passion is preparing nutritious, balanced food. Ms. Lee emphasizes that everyone should be eating healthy meals. And at her restaurant, the entire menu reflects this belief. Before handing her the microphone, let me remind you to stay after her speech. Ms. Lee has agreed to give us a cooking demonstration.
Number 83. What is Soon-Ja Lee's profession? Number 84. According to the speaker, what does Soon-Ja Lee emphasize? Number 85. Why should the listeners stay after the speech? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As you know, we'll be developing a new version of our voice recognition software. I know you're concerned about the deadline, but we'll be hiring a new programmer to provide support. If everyone focuses on their individual tasks, I am positive that, as a team, we'll be able to complete the project on time. By the way, if you have plans to be out of the office over the coming months, please enter the information into our shared calendar so we can reassign tasks as needed.
Number 86. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 87. Why does the speaker say,
we'll be hiring a new programmer to provide support?
Number 88. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to your first day at Straker Automotive Company. We're going to start your training with a tour of the assembly line so you can get an overview of our automobile manufacturing process. Before we head downstairs, everyone please put on a noise-canceling headset. You'll find them in that container over there. The factory floor is extremely loud, and these headsets will protect your ears. At 10, we'll head out to the patio, where the company has arranged a new employee breakfast for you.
Number 89. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 90. What are the listeners instructed to wear? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will the listeners do at 10 o'clock? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Joan Finley with Channel 8 News. I'm standing outside the gates of Beckford Energy's main power plant. The plant recently opened its doors to visitors interested in learning how the city's electricity is generated. Guided tours will be offered every Saturday and will give visitors an exciting chance to visit the plant's main control room. Visitors will see how the electricity is generated and distributed to buildings in the community. In addition to these tours, Beckford Energy is also sponsoring a series of lectures at the downtown library to educate the public about where their energy comes from and how they can conserve energy at home.
Number 92. What type of business is the broadcast about? Number 93. What will the business offer every Saturday? Number 94. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do at a library? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and price chart.
Hi, it's Samantha. I'm still coming to visit you in June, but I've had a little change of plans. My boss asked me to go to a trade show the first week of the month, so I can't take a vacation until later. I'm looking at some airline tickets online, and the best day for me to travel to Los Angeles is Saturday, June 18th. I'm going to book that. I'd still like to go to that exhibit we talked about at the Delaney Science Museum, though. Can you check if the exhibit will still be open after the 18th?
Number 95. Why does the speaker have to delay a trip? Number 96. Look at the graphic. How much will the speaker pay for a flight? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and badge designs.
As you know, the company recently updated the doors in all of its buildings. For your security, all employees will soon need to scan a barcode on their ID badges at the door to enter all our buildings. We had a few options for the design of the new ID badges to choose from. I've chosen a design with the barcode on the right side of the photo. The name is really large, too, so it'll be easy to see. Most of the employee photos we have in the database are outdated, so please stop by the security desk to have a new one taken by Friday so I can place the order.
Number 98. What has the speaker's company recently done? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which badge design did the speaker choose? Number 100. What should the listeners do by Friday? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.